For 26 years, Bob Childs has been making violins in his home in Cambridge. And his instruments have been played by everyone, from the nation's top Irish fiddlers to classical masters in the Boston Symphony Orchestra. About once a year, Childs gathers many of the musicians who play his violins to perform together in an eclectic group he calls Child's Play. The fiddling extravaganza is the subject of a new concert documentary called Child's Play, live at the Somerville Theater. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea recently visited Bob Childs in his workshop to find out just what makes his instruments so special.
Here's a couple of taps.
This is what a Bob Childs violin sounds like before he's built it.
And you're listening for like a bell-like sound where the sound just goes and keeps going. So you can hear that the sound is already in the instrument. Now I'm going to tap on another piece.
From a high shelf in his third floor workshop off Garden Street, Bob is pulling down small planks of air-dried wood. When a customer orders a violin, Bob starts by tapping the planks together to get a sense of how they'll resonate as part of a finished instrument.
So this already, to me, has a sound that puts the violin into a darker range, you know, chocolatey, as some people say.
How do you know?
I've made a lot of violins.
I know. What aspect of that sound? Is it the sustain? Is it the tone of that it's being created when you knock it?
Well, actually, let me compare it to another one.
Sure. So that's a higher pitch.
It's a higher pitch, but it still has a beautiful ring. It still has a really nice sustain. And there, this is a great example right here.
Bob hand carves 6 to 8 violins to order each year. At $15,000 a pop, he makes a decent living, though a lot of that goes into these pieces of wood. Wood cut from high-altitude trees in Europe. They grow more slowly in the cold, thin air, so the rings form closer together. When assembled into a finished violin, the wood that sings the best gives you the longest sustain.
It just keeps resonating. That's the beauty of it.
Still going. Still going. And there.
Yeah, that's what you want, that sense of sort of very slight decay as the notes are fading away.
Bob Childs has been carving violins for 35 years. His hands look like the wood he works, knotted and striating as he drags a knife around the pencil outline of a violin back.
And, you know, a lot of this is done by eye. There are schools of violin making that rely much more on machinery and measurements, but my instruments, I'm certainly of the intuitive school.
As a result, Bob's instruments have an idiosyncratic sound, which he describes as dark and chocolatey.
You know, unlike, say, a violin that's more like a trumpet that's out in front of the orchestra, my violins tend to be the kind of beautiful sound that the ear is drawn towards.
The common DNA of Bob's instruments is easy to hear in the group Child's Play, comprised of many of Bob's customers from through the years.
It's like a family that sings together. There's a familial tone.
At the end of the documentary, live at the Somerville Theater, there's a moment when all the players have exited the stage, leaving their instruments behind. Bob looks and describes it as a family reunion.
You create the violin, it takes a couple hundred hours to do it, and then you have to let it go. But like children, they come back home and you keep your eye on them, make sure they're doing good. You know, what's nice is that people will come back once a year maybe and have me do a little repair, a little touch-up on the instrument. But then with Child's Play, I get to see everyone, you know, once or twice a year. We get to play music together. There's just a deeper sense of community that comes out of that.
That look into Bob Child's workshop brought to us by Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea. The concert documentary Child's Play, live at the Somerville Theater, has its premiere screening at the Brattle Theater this Sunday at 3. More details at radioboston.org.
And tomorrow on Radio Boston, with healthcare costs rising and policymakers searching for ways to reform our healthcare system, Vermont's governor is pushing a controversial plan for a single-payer system in his state. We'll be joined by first-term Governor Peter Shumlin. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
But if you've got something to say right now, you can always post a comment on our website, radioboston.org. And don't forget about our campaign for 1,000 likes on Facebook. We're almost at 700 now, so head over to facebook.com/radioboston and click on like for more of the Radio Boston that you love.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.